I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Here we go.
Go get it.
Let's go.
That's it.
It's time for the unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium grade A NFL news from a former NFL quarterback.
Lewis!
And the other guy.
On 97.5 the KSL Sports Zone.
All right, welcome back. It is unrivaled 97.5 the KSL Sports Zone. Alex Keery. Scott Mitchell out today. Mitch Harper, nice enough to race up here after BYU Pro Day and to fill in for Scott. And we've been just enjoying the heck out of ourselves here watching this Lady Utes versus the LSU Tigers here in the Sweet 16 in Greenville, South Carolina, as the Ute women have just fallen to the LSU Tigers. 66-63 the final, late attempted three. Doesn't happen. They're doing the gritty at center court. There's a lot of pointing and some trash talking there at the end.
A lot of trash talking.
That was wild, right? They just got the Utes just got eliminated in the Sweet 16, and half of the LSU team ran over to the Utah bench and kind of did the gritty on them.
No, that in very tough game for Utah. They stormed back. Reeled off a 9-0 run, had a chance.
They had a lead. They had a lead with 10 seconds left,
and then two missed free throws late. Tough situation.
Yeah.
And the thing is that it was first time since 2006 Utah was in the Sweet 16. You just never know when
That's
you get those
draw.
Moments.
Yeah.
You never know when you get these opportunities. This was a historic team in Utah women's basketball history. One of the best teams in the country this year, and it's a tough draw too. I mean, to draw a 30-2 team from the SEC, but you were there. And what's crazy too is the refs. I mean, they fouled out Alyssa Peely and Angel Reese, the two star players in the game. So had this game gone to overtime, it would have been without the star players. But the Utes fall; they come up short, 66-63.
Heck of a run by the Utes this year. Awesome job. A 3 seed, 4 losses in the season, 27-4.
2 seed. They were the 2 seed.
2 seed, sorry. 2 seed in the tournament, just amazing. And they were up for possibly a 1 seed if they would have had a better run in that Pac-12 tournament. That's how good they were this year. All right, there you go. That's the end of their season, and it was a really, really good one. So let's get into the NFL roundup here, Mitch, shall we?
Let's do it.
So I was looking at this article, and I was like, I'm not a huge fan of a lot of the stuff that the XFL does. I don't think the XFL is going to catch on. I don't think Jack Swarbrick and the brass at Notre Dame are going to have quite enough sway to convince everybody that college football needs to have the sanctity of college needs to be restored, and you can't have the professionalism of begging the NFL to basically have their own league, right? Their own minor league. And I think at some point all these side leagues like the XFL, the USFL, they all at some point go, yeah, we want to be a developmental league for the NFL. Maybe even be that new version of the minor leagues. And now it's never going to happen. And I'll tell you what you will never do, Notre Dame. First of all, don't act like your entire image outside of South Bend is not inextricably tied to freaking football and your athletics department and that brand that has gone along with the Golden Dome, right? I mean, it's hilarious to me that they roll up and go, oh, college basketball's just turned into a business. Well, you guys are the only team with an NBC deal.
Yeah.
For the last 100 years or ever. Ever since I've been alive. It's like, dude, you can't act like that. But the XFL has done something that I do think, do what the minor leagues do, and that is test out some rules. Major League Baseball is going to the pitch clock, and it should have been a long freaking time ago. The pitch clock in the minor leagues has been there for a few seasons, and I've always loved it. It makes games still the same nine-inning game that you're used to, but it cuts down on the bullcrap, and it ends up being a you know, instead of a three-hour, 13-minute game, a two-hour and 31-minute game. Yep. I mean, it's literally the difference that you end up getting. And so here are the things that the XFL is doing that I think that the NFL could actually look at. And touchbacks, okay, on punts. Under the proposal by some of the league, they would be receiving that the receiving team on a punt would get the ball at the 25 if there's a touchback on the punt. Now, right now, it's a 20 on the punt. It's 25 on the kickoff. That seems weird to have any touchback be any different.
Yeah.
Anywhere. So just do it, right? If a kick returner calls for a fair catch behind the 25-yard line, then you go to the 25-yard line, right? And so if you catch a ball at the 24, you can move up to the 25, right? If you catch the ball at the 10, you can catch it and you can have yourself the ball at the 25. I like that. The most dangerous play in football is the punt return and the kick return, and it's also a waste of time. Like, I'm like, just give a team a ball in the 25.
Oh, yeah.
I hate that. I know getting the kickoff return is exciting, but I'm not that interested in it.
It's the lost phase of the game. I mean, it's just not as big of a factor anymore. It's just not. I mean, it's hard to come up with returns in football anymore, and the days of Devin Hester just feel like they're numbered when it comes to the return game. It's just it's hard to produce that anymore.
So I was looking at this one and I was trying to figure out. So tripping would become a personal foul, which is also one that you feel like that they should have done a while ago.
Yes.
The tripping penalty doesn't happen very often. I mean, you don't see the ref do the, anytime they have to do a motion with their feet to imply what the, show what the penalty was, you just don't get a lot of those, right? And so the tripping penalty become 15 yards because when you trip a guy, it's like blatant cheating. I mean, that's what that's turned into. Holding is one thing because it could be on the line, but when you reach out that leg and trip a guy, make it 15 yards. That makes sense. Possible changes to illegal kicking. Now, if you illegally kick the ball, the current penalty is 10 yards. Under the proposal, it would only be 5 yards. And I was like thinking to myself, when have we seen an illegal kick? When the Giants punter Jamie Gillen got flagged for punting the ball off of a bounce, okay? As soon as the ball hits the turf, I guess you have to pick it up to kick it. You can't kick it from the turf, which I thought that they did the drop kick. Didn't Doug Flutie make a couple of of drop kick extra points at some point for the Chargers?
I think he did.
Then what are we talking about here? You can't do a drop kick on the punt? Come on, man.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Roughing the passer. This is one I'm all for. Making roughing the passer reviewable.
Yes.
I don't like more reviews, But when they have become so ridiculous, like the roughing the passer penalty has become, that Tom Brady one that everybody has in their head when they were playing the Falcons, and it basically killed the Falcons' chance to come back because Tom Brady got a gift of a roughing the passer penalty. I just do not. I to go back and to say, hey, you know what? You can review this thing and see if it's there. Other proposals are, Mitch, an emergency third quarterback to be able to dress. See, and I'm not a fan of this. You know what I want? I want like hockey. Do you have a local guy who played quarterback at a junior college? He will suit up for that visiting team, and he will be in the back. He will be in the bowels of the stadium. And when two quarterbacks go down, don't put in a wide receiver who played it in high school. You put in the reserve third-string guy like we put in goalies. It sounds weird, but it's been weird in hockey, and it's actually always been pretty cool. The chance of it happening is very low. It happened, I think, maybe 2 years ago in hockey where a guy who just was like the – he's like the Zamboni driver, but he's also the reserve goalie, dressed up, and he like made a bunch of saves, and they won. He won the game for the opposing team. Imagine having that guy come in and – play some decent football at quarterback.
I would love that. That's the angle I'd like to see too. That sign, seal, delivered on that. I'm all for that idea. That's a great one.
And then finally, of course, the onside kick that has been proposed by the Eagles. Why do the Eagles have such a love for this? Now, here's what I share with the Eagles. I hate the freaking onside kick. It never works. Yeah. At the pro level, I think the conversion rate is less than 3%. Those aren't good odds. What you're basically telling me is you're going to have to watch a really bad football play, and then we'll get back after these messages from your local sponsors. Like, it is just a massive waste of time. But the Eagles are proposing, the proposal is not any better. You'd be able to opt to keep the ball after you score a touchdown and then try to go for a 4th and 15 from your own 25.
I like that.
I don't like the idea of you just scored. I just scored, but I get the ball now too. Like, that feels like your neighborhood kid who goes, redo. I don't like it. I don't like it. I know it's a tough out, and I don't know what a proposal should be other than just the onside kick, but the onside kick is lame, and then letting a team have the ball after just scoring is also weird. It goes against everything that is holy in football, okay? All right, those are the things I want to see rule change wise. So those are some of those
good stuff though.
Did you see? And
I think it's good that they're thinking outside the box with some of these things because there's got to be new creative ways because I think a lot of this too ties in with younger audiences and getting their attention and keeping those attention spans because I think younger people they want to make sure to keep them engaged in sports and have that next generation of sports fans. Staying engaged in the product, and sometimes you speed up the game a little bit. Some of these things can maybe help that cause because some of these sporting events, they drag on. I'm never one to say I want less football, but some people, I mean, the NFL's got it down to a science with their clock, but still, if you can find ways to make it even more entertaining, I don't know how that's possible with the NFL, but I think these rules, could definitely help that cause.
The NFL's not perfect. But don't just make rule changes for the sake of rule changes. By the way, these Capital One commercials during the NCAA tournament, they've really jumped the shark here. Here's the cast now, because it used to just be like Chuck and Samuel Jackson.
Spike Lee.
Then they threw in Jim Nantz last year, right, for a good measure. And you go, okay. Now that I just watched a commercial starring Chuck, what's his name? I just said it. Oh, Spike Lee, and then
Kenny the Jet,
and also Jim Nantz, and then also Jennifer Garner, because you know that's her thing, and then also Willie Nelson. That's where we've gotten Samuel. It's a 9-person cast now on these. That's terrible. It's just ridiculous. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we have a ton to get through in just a couple of minutes here before we get you ready for this Jazz and Bucks pregame. We'll have our 2-minute drill. By the way, Jeff Donovan's going to be in studio with us on Tuesday. This happened. He's been coming on with us the last couple of weeks. Jeff and his team want to get you that ERC refund, and he's going to be live on our show on Tuesday between 3 and 6 to tell you how. get that refund from the government for that ERC. That's the Employee Retention Credit. We'll come back. 2 Minute Drill next right here, 97.5 DKSL Sports Zone.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.